This is WLRH Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Bill Case is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. He recalls an early childhood trip that expanded his world, bringing a very kind person into it.
Whenever I hear trumpets announce the arrival of the king in a movie, I think of three things. How fake it sounds, my own disastrous beginnings as a trumpeter, and the kindness of someone who came to my aid. When I was a child, my maternal grandparents lived across the street in a big frame house that was also home for my two orphan cousins and my very strange aunt. I assumed it was a microcosm of the entire universe. That assumption ended when I was sent to spend a week with my paternal grandmother, who lived in a town 30 miles away, over on the Ohio state line. It might as well have been France. It was the differences between the paternal and the maternal worlds that so affected my young mind. In the maternal world, the outside air carried the whiff of malt from the whiskey distillery. At the paternal, the air was filled with the warm sweetness of the nearby creamery. At the maternal, no one owned a pet, or a plant, or a musical instrument, or sang a song. At the paternal, there were seven yellow canaries singing their hearts out, African violets on every counter, and a guitar leaning against the wall that Uncle Alvy would pick up, strum, and sing, accompanied by the canary choir. He taught me a lesson in self-empowerment and craftsmanship. We made our own fishing lures, whittling wood, attaching feathers, spinners, and hooks, and taking them to North Hogan Creek to try out. I had wanted to join the band in the fifth grade, but didn't have an instrument. Uncle Alvy offered me his old cornet in a beat-up case with a pants belt holding it together. I will always remember the first day in class. There were four others with trumpets, and me with a shorter, snubbier cornet. The director asked each of us to play a C note, and he started at the other end of the line. A flabby, spitty C note came from each trumpet, and then he came to me. I raised the cornet to my lips and produced a sound that was closer to a walrus distress call than anything related to music. Just a flat, blat, dare I say, flatulent utterance. It might seem funny now, but it was not then. I carried the cornet home, convinced I was a dissonance in the cosmic symphony. That weekend, Uncle Alvy drove the 30 miles to our house. He sat patiently with me and the borrowed cornet. Eventually, a C note filled the living room, then an F and a G. I was a trumpeter. It's amazing how traveling to foreign locales and a few hours of carrying instructions can change a life. But it's also true that the movie trumpets announcing the king are fake.
Bill Case is part of a local writers group and would like to trumpet their support. You can hear the Writer's Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, and find us at WLRH.org.